Welcome to Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Kay Malmquist, sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's interview. To another exciting edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Kay Malmquist.
Kay, I tell you, our listeners are going to love today's edition of Meet the People of MCB because we have a fabulous, absolutely fabulous guest that we're going to be interviewing today. I've known this individual, gosh, probably over 30 years, and just absolutely love her. She's just one of our dearest, closest friends. And so I'm just really excited about today's interview. How about you?
Well, you know what's interesting about Meet the People is I have heard of this lady before. I have never met her. And so, guys, just like you, I'm going to be meeting the people. And that Vice President Chip Haley has brought for us today. And this is going to be interesting for me as well. So let's go for it.
All right. Well, you know, unfortunately, you were actually, both of you, all of us were in the same location at one time, because I know, Kay, that you attended the ACB National Conference and Convention when it was held in Las Vegas. What was that, back in 2005, something like that?
Yeah,
so it's amazing that all of our paths didn't cross. Of course, we knew our guest today. So I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you heard her voices right there. So I'm sure that many of you picked that up. So let me bring on our special guest for this edition of Meet the People of MCB. Hello, Mama, and welcome to MCB Meet the People.
Oh, honey, thank you so much. What an honor this is. You know, not being active in it for such a long time, I miss it. I miss all the people. I miss the activities that we did. But I think most of all, I miss the people. And I miss my husband. You know, he's been gone 17 years now.
Wow.
Time has gone by so fast. It just seems like it was years ago. He and I would have been married 34 years that people lived.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard me call Linda Burris Mama. Of course, biologically, she's not my mama, but we always called her Mama. And we always called Bill Burris, Big Daddy, because he was a tall drink of water. He and his red cowboy boots. But what fun we always used to have when we would go to convention and do other things, MCB state convention, board meetings and doing all that kind of stuff. So the thing we like to do, first of all, is I know you're not totally blind or really considered blind, but we've shared a little bit. You do have had some vision issues. So why don't you start off talking to us a little bit about some of the vision issues that you've had?
Well, the vision issues that I've had has come from my diabetes. It seems like every year I've had to get stronger glasses, and I had both of my cataracts removed. And last September, when I was out in Washington, D.C., I had, they called them spots behind my eyeballs, and were causing my vision to be not as good as it used to be. So they removed those. But I wear pretty thick glasses now. But I've been blessed to be able to go on and do what I want to do. You know, I do have eye issues, but they're not as bad as they could be. Let's put it this way. I kept my diabetes intact.
Good. Yeah, good. So, but you've had some other health issues. And I don't know how much of you want to share, but just feel free to share with us some of the health issues that you've had to endure over the years. I know you've had a ton of different surgeries, but just share what you feel most comfortable with.
Well, I have osteoarthritis, which has eaten up my joints, really. And I've had 21 surgeries. It's amazing that I'm still here when I think about this. All my family is gone, you know, but I'm still going. I just keep my WD-40 oil around. Oil myself once in a while.
Her and a tin man.
Well, you know what? You just have to. Well, first of all, you have to be positive about your life. I've always had a positive attitude. Even when you have problems in your life, you still have to look at them in a positive light that keeps you going.
Mm-hmm.
Bill was that way. I think about all the problems that Bill had, although I had more than he did.
Yeah.
You know, he lost his eyesight in the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
But there wasn't anything that guy couldn't do. And I took him down one time to Walmart in the middle of the night and let him drive around the parking lot. If that wasn't funny, I don't know what was. And he just was in seventh heaven.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was worth it to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm doing pretty good now.
Good. Good, good, good. Now, you told us that you've got a birthday coming up here in just a couple of weeks. And yes. What did you tell us? You're going to be 91, 2, something like that?
Yes, right.
Sorry.
I'll be 80. I outlived, like I say, my whole family.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that I'm still here. After I've had all the surgeries I've had and all the problems.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, as I told you before, Mama, you do not sound like you're 80. You sound so much younger than your almost 80 years. You just sound so young.
Well, you know, I'm happy to still be here. Let's put it that way. You know, I thank my Father in heaven every morning and every night that I'm still going.
Yeah.
I've been blessed with, I live in Utah now, with my daughter-in-law. And my son passed away last August, but he and Heidi together built me an apartment in their home. And it's just beautiful. I am so comfortable in this apartment. Sad that my son is gone. But, you know, life has to go on.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes that can be a little hard, but still, you just have to go on.
Sure. But you did, you know, we visited earlier this week, and it's always good to visit with you. And because you and I, when we visit, I think we spend more time laughing than we do talking, but that's good.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. It's wonderful. If you can't laugh at yourself, you have to be able to laugh at yourself.
I have a friend
that we talk every week that lives in Washington State. And I told him, I said, you know, there's an old woman that visits me every once in a while. And I see her in the mirror and I don't like it. He just comes back once in a while.
Well, I'm going to turn it over to Kay here in just a second. But, you know, when you and Bill, Linda and I and others would get together, I mean, Bill would say things just out of the blue. We could be at Walmart, just the four of us. And I don't know, whatever we're doing. And just out of the blue, he'd pop a crack. And I'd just like, we'd all just bust out laughing. And even those around us that would be close to us while they're doing their shopping, they too start laughing at a crack, that joke that he just made. It was just always so hilarious.
But this is how he was. Let me tell you a little story real quick. He and I were in Walmart. It was Christmas time. That place was packed. And I had been giving him a hard time. I said, I wish you quit touching everything as you go by. And I said, put your hands in your pocket. Well, he did, you know. We got up to the checkout line, and he started touching the candy bars that were there. And I said, leave your hands in the pockets. He said, look, lady, in the deep voice that he had. I took you off the street and made you an honest woman. What more do you want out of me? And everybody heard him. Well, I said I'd get back to him. Do you remember when I did, Chip? We were in Orlando, I think, at an ACB convention. And we were checking in. And the gentleman behind the counter said, what kind of beds do you want? And Bill said to me, what kind of bed do you want? I said, mister, I don't care what kind of bed he got, as long as I get my money in the morning. And he had the funniest look on his face. That was priceless. I don't know why I came up with that.
Yeah.
You know. But I remember you. You were laughing so hard.
I know.
Fell over.
Right, right.
He just had a way about him.
No,
but
he
I
did.
Got back at him.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He loved life.
He did.
Face it,
he sure did.
He was almost dead.
You bet. Yeah. Yeah.
He loved life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he,
that's the way. Life's too short to be too serious. I mean, Come on, you have to have a sense of humor.
Sure. Yeah.
Hi.
Well, Mama, I also know that, and I'm going to turn it over to Kay here really quickly, but now you did tell us that there is the possibility that you may be moving back to Missouri here not too distant future.
Oh, yeah, there is. Yes, there is. Probably in a couple years, if I'm still around. Heidi, this is the big home that they have, and now that John is gone, and only two of the children are left, and the youngest will turn 18 this month, and so you'll probably want to sell this house in a couple years, and then I'll come back to West Plains.
Yeah,
I don't know what they'll do with me. Probably put me in a nursing home.
I tell you, when you come
but
back, yeah, when you come back, when you come back, we got to get you back into MCB. That's for sure. Because I know a lot of people that remember you, and I know most of the people in MCB do. They're going to want to see you again. Because I know they love you, they miss you, and they're really going to be excited about seeing you again.
Well, I love all of them. We had some marvelous times together. I think about the trains that I had taking everybody to the restroom. You know?
Right, right.
I had seven or eight behind me. I loved it.
Yeah,
I loved it.
All right. I'm going to say this. You're going to, oh, Chip, please. How could you even say that? But you remember the time that we went to the ACB National Conference and Convention in Pittsburgh. And Bill forgot his underwear. he was having to wash out his underwear every night. Linda got your directions all messed up, and we got almost halfway home, and all of a sudden you got the directions all mixed up, and we started heading back towards Pittsburgh.
Oh, I remember that. And Bill says, what'd you do, make a wrong turn?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know, He always knew. Well, you guys always knew if we made one. We might have snickered about it or something
Go ahead.
It was funny. When he and I were, I was visiting with my great aunt and my mother. I had taken mother down to Missouri to West Plains. And Bill wanted to go grocery shopping, so he asked if I'd come over and take him grocery shopping. And I said, sure, you know. And we had the groceries, and he had the bag in his right arm, and he was following me. And I saw this pillar coming up, and I thought, well, he'll move, you know.
Yeah.
I ran him right into that pillar. The very first time we did anything together.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I guess he figured that I needed a keeper. Because this was the following year we got married. I came back there and we got married.
Yeah, yeah.
So we you knocked some sense into his head? Is that what you're trying to say?
Pardon me?
I said you knocked some sense into his head. Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, well, huh? he just scuffed up his arm, his right arm a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I was so embarrassed. I just knew he'd move.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess that got us together because we got married the following year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's, Now, what was that? Was it May 18th? Was that or somewhere close to the your anniversary date?
May 9th, I think.
May, okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. And Kate, believe it or not, Bill's birthday was what, April 15th, tax day?
Right.
Yeah.
Income tax day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. So anyway, well, go ahead, Kay. I know you got a lot of questions, but.
No, that's too cool. I'm just, like I said, I'm learning. It sounds like you guys would have fit right into my sophomoric sense of humor. So, Linda, so you mentioned that you had one son. Did you have any more kids, or is he?
Oh yes, they're all adopted. I was not able to have children. I have three other sons and three other daughters.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, yeah,
that's awesome. Well, do they live? Do they live around you now, or are they all in Missouri, or what?
Two. No. Well, I have two daughters that are in Missouri, but then I have two sons that are in the state of Utah. They're not too far from me. Mm-hmm. And then I have a son in Washington State.
Okay. Okay. Good deal. One thing we didn't get into is just out of curiosity. I was kind of tempted to go into your work history. Obviously you said that you are fully sighted except for some of the issues with your eyes, but, what types of jobs have you had, or did you pretty much be a stay-at-home parent? Or
No. I worked retail. Always worked retail. When I was back in Missouri and Bill and I were married, I worked at, Schaefer's, and I can't think of her first name. I worked at a restaurant as a hostess.
Okay.
And I did that for... I did that for quite a while, but then I was also manager of a drugstore there in West Plains, worked there for quite a few years before I retired.
Okay.
I retired at 62 is what I did. So I've been retired a long time.
Well, nothing wrong with that. If you got,
they'll be here.
I was just going to say, if you've got plenty to do after you retired and everything else like that, and a reason to keep going on, that's awesome. That's great. Go ahead.
Well, I just, after I retired, we were always busy. Bill was always busy. I was always taking him to some meeting. Chip knows, because Chip was always in the same meetings that Bill was.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and
right.
We were always going to Jeff City, weren't we?
Yes, yes, yes.
So let me ask you this. How did you meet Bill? I mean, in other words, how did you get involved with blind people or run across Bill and then segue from that into how you guys got involved with MCB?
Well, Bill and I met when I took my mother back to Missouri. My mother was from West Plains. She was born and raised there. And I took her back. And Bill had lost his first wife, Mary Ann. She had died of cancer. And she and I were second cousins.
Okay.
So when I went back with my mother the first time to Missouri, that's how Bill and I met. He took us ladies out for lunch. And that's how I met him, actually. And then after Bill and I were married, we started an organization in West Plains that was an affiliate of Missouri Council of the Blind. And we had that for quite a while. I think it kind of dwindled out after Bill passed away. But that's how we got involved with Missouri Council of the Blind and ACB.
What was the name of that affiliate?
I'm trying to think.
It was South Central. South Central.
That's right.
Oh, it was South Central. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that
okay.
would be right because West Plains is South Central of Missouri. So.
Yeah.
Yep. I think it was. Wasn't it actually South Central United Blind or something like that?
No.
No, just
Central,
South Central?
Missouri Council of
Blind. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, Chip, go ahead. It's kind of fun listening to you guys reminisce. I've got questions, but go for it. I think you guys have come up with something.
Oh, yeah. And while during your time when you were, all of us were so involved together in MCB, now you actually received, I think it was the President's Award one time. And I remember when you went up to get it, you were so shocked. And everybody was just so, I thought they were all going to jump up and applaud and, oh, they were just so happy for you. You were just so shocked and everything. Share with us a little bit. Do you recall that experience?
Yes, it was from Edna Freeman. She gave it to me.
Yes. Yeah.
I was shocked. Totally shocked. I mean, you know, for me to be at a loss for words. And I was. I'll never forget that. I was so nervous when I got up there and she handed that to me. If I remember right, Roy came and got me and escorted me up to Edna. If I remember right.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And it was a privilege, believe me. Just a privilege.
No, I was going to say, I remember you got up there, you had us all rolling in the aisles because you would make comments about Bill while you're up there receiving that award. And we were all rolling in the aisles listening to you make cracks about Bill at the same time receiving that award. So it was really great.
Well, I remember getting it. And I was so thrilled about it, but I don't remember what I said at all. My forgetter is really working well lately.
Yeah. Well, but not only did you receive the President's Award, you also received an ACB Life Membership Award. You actually had to walk up. Yeah, you walked up front. And I know that's when you were having a little bit of trouble with your mobility. I remember you were walking up there with your cane, I believe, to actually receive the award. But you got up there, you did really great. Yeah.
Well, I remember it was Leroy's wife who nominated me for that.
Oh, okay.
At the ACB meeting. I was shocked. I mean, really shocked that I got it. That's something I just didn't expect. Well, I didn't expect Edna's award either.
Right.
But it was a privilege to represent Missouri Council of the Blind.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
And we worked really hard. You know, Bill, when he was treasurer, oh my gosh. He didn't work hard. I worked hard.
You did. You did. I know you did. I was president at the time. Bill was treasurer.
Yes, you were.
And I remember you always had to read the treasurer's report, you know, of course, and stuff like that. So, yeah, I know you worked just as hard right alongside of him. Yeah.
Oh, I did. I did. But there wasn't anything that I did that he didn't know.
Right, right.
You know, he was the treasurer.
Right.
And I tried to convince him to do the treasurer's report, you know, to braille it out. He
right.
didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I knew he wouldn't. I knew he would. You know, I can remember Dennis Miller and his mother coming to West Plains, and Dennis was going to teach Bill how to use a computer. Talk about a waste of time. All we did was laugh. Laugh. Bill, whatever Dennis said, Bill did the opposite. He just did not want to learn how to use that computer, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Dennis really wanted the teaching.
Sure.
But it was
it was too bad.
A fun day.
Yeah, that was too bad that something like that couldn't have been on America's Funniest Home Videos. I'm sure that was hilarious.
Oh, mercy. Oh, Dennis laughed so much. Well, we, Alice and I did too. We sat there and listened to him, you know.
Yeah.
Poor Dennis. I felt so sorry for him. He tried so hard.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, you know, not only did we have our association with the Missouri Council of the Blind, but Bill and I were also on the Wolfner Advisory Council at the same time. And I know we had a connection because he was the president of the board of Ozark Independent Living there in West Plains. Yeah. And of course, I was working for the Joplin Independent Living Center. So we had that connection there as well. So, and then, of course, just our association with Rehabilitation Services for the Blind. So many different areas that we enjoyed just doing so many things together. It was just really great. And of course, the big part of that was you. I mean, you were always a big part of all that.
Well, you know, you have a blind husband. You do what you need to do. I know Bill was blind. But one night, house was darker than the Ace of Spades. And he was coming out of the bedroom, but I didn't know that. And I was coming down the hall, and we ran into each other, smack. Well, my face was in his chest, is where it was. And we both yelled. He said, "Why didn't you say something?" I said, "I didn't know you were there."
Oh, good. That reminds me, and I got to turn it back over to Kay here in a second, but that reminds me of the time that we all together, I think it was during, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was during one of the ACB National Conference and Conventions. I don't recall where we were at, but you and Bev Cascaden, share that story where you and Bev, I don't know, you guys were hollering at one another or something, trying to find out where you guys, which one was where or what. What was it, you that was in the closet or she was in the closet or something? I don't know. I don't recall exactly how that story went.
You know what? I don't either. I'm sorry.
Linda and I were in the room right next door to you and Bev. You and Bev shared a room together. This was after Bill had died. And you and Bev Cascaden shared a room. And something happened, but some way or another, because I think we left our doors open that separated the two rooms.
We did, between rooms. Yeah. We did.
And somewhere.
Yeah. And I think she walked into the closet, I think.
I think that's right.
And
yes.
I got to laughing so hard that, and which I shouldn't have been doing, but I said, "Are you looking for something in there?" So I opened up the door and I said, "Well, hello there." I remember it now. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know what? But that's what's fun. I remember going out to dinner with a friend, and he had a CNI dog. This is after Bill passed away. And that CNI dog was underneath the table, but he licked my leg the whole time.
Yeah.
And I thought about that, and I had lotion on my legs.
Yeah, Yeah.
And it probably smelled good to him, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Never said a thing, though.
Right.
I didn't want the dog to get in trouble.
Yeah. Well, what about the story? I know this is going to bring back memories. Remember the story when you, Bessie Reese, Lucille Fierce, Linda and I, it might not have been with Bessie Reese. It might have been the time with Edna and Roy, Kenny, Teddy. I can't. There were a lot of us that went. And you guys, we were all in a really hurry. And you guys had taken Lucille into the restroom. And we had to hurry up and catch that flight. What happened?
Yeah. Well, it was snowing. That's why. And we got Edna paid for a van to take us to the airport. And the plane was waiting for us. And, we all had to go to the restroom. And poor Lucille.
This is the funny part.
She cannot hurry if her life depends on it. Linda and I were all done yelling at her to get out. I can't. I'm not done yet. Well, hurry up. Well, I can't. And then here she comes. Well, I don't know that I should say this. Come out of the bathroom pulling up her underwear. And we literally ran. She got a hold of me and she had a grip on me and I said, run. And we did.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, oh, golly, some of the fun times. I mean, you know, we laugh about it.
Right.
What else are you going to do? You sure. Got to laugh.
Sure. You bet. You bet.
I came out of the restroom one time and we were at a banquet. And I don't remember what it was for, but I had a black skirt on and it was tucked up in my underwear. And there's a gentleman came up behind me really quick and he said, "Ma'am, stop." Oh, I stopped. And he said, "We're seeing too much of you at this time." And
oh, that had to be embarrassing. Oh, that had to be embarrassing.
It was. But again, you had to laugh.
Oh, yeah. Kay, I'm going to turn it over to you.
I don't know what to ask. So we know that Bill, for example, was a treasurer. Did you ever hold any office or were you ever involved with the workings of your affiliate, or did you ever volunteer?
Well, I was the driver. I was treasurer at one time, but I let the other people, we'd go out to dinner and I'd take all these people that are blind up to get their food
mm-hmm.
at a buffet and then go back and sit down. And I usually was the last one to get my food, which I didn't care. But they'd all be done before I was. And I said, "Hey guys, you're just going to have to wait on me to finish my food." And
But weren't you also both secretary and treasurer at one time for South Central?
I was. And you know, we had a good time at all of our meetings. We had, and going to the conventions. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Those were just absolutely wonderful memories that we had.
Oh, you bet. And I have
wonderful friends from MCB.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And from ACB too. You know, like, thank goodness we don't know what life is going to bring us. You just take one day at a time.
I agree. And you just enjoy what you have. That's for sure. I mean, really. Yeah, things come up, but you just make the best of it and move along. That's really all you can do. So
that's all you can do.
I'm going to ask you my question that I always ask everybody. What is there about Linda Burris that nobody else might know except for maybe people that are close to you? Or what have you done? Or what is there of interest that people might find surprising?
And if you can't think of anything, we could just make something up and start a whole new rumor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
No, come to think of it, this organization is really good at that. Let's avoid that, Rush.
Oh, yes, they are. Believe me. Every time I think about that, all you had to do was say something to somebody, and boy, yeah, it was all around.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yep.
You know, I don't know if everybody knew that I love to cook. Bill found that out. He didn't know that I like to cook, and that I don't cook as much. I cook for myself, by all means, mm-hmm. but that's just something that I've always loved doing. My mother taught me how to cook, and by the time I was 10 years old, I cooked supper because I'd get home from school before Mom and Dad would get home from work. Both of them worked. Mom worked for 35 years, and my dad worked for 50 years. So, but I just love to cook, and I love sports. I played baseball when I was in high school, and then I played for the YMCA team, and I always played first base. Let me think, what else?
That's quite a bit. I can cook, but it's not my favorite sport. I'm good at it. I know like what kinds of spices and things like that. I'm not afraid. I don't just cook with salt and pepper, but I always admire anybody that wants to get out there and just try something new and say, how would this taste?
Yeah. I remember a time after Bill had passed away when Linda and I come to West Plains. You had a very beautiful apartment. Well, wasn't it? Was it an apartment or something? Yes. Like, yeah. But it was. And I remember you would fix a couple of meals for us, and whoo, man, were they ever good?
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
that was a cute apartment.
Yeah, it really was. It were really nice, mm-hmm. and I would. I mean, you would fix something that would just, you know, something to die for. And I'm like, oh, I hope both Lindas are not going to want to eat too much, because I could certainly just divulge all this for myself.
But, you know, Chip, I remember the times when you lost weight. I'll tell you, when you set your mind to doing something, you do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. And of course, since Bill's been gone, you know, at one time I weighed 280 pounds.
Yeah.
And I've lost over 100 pounds.
That's great.
And I'm
that's
good for you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's a hard way to lose it, but then it just seems like you need to. The older I get, the more I realize that all that weight carrying around. And then when I had my knee replaced, you know, I've had the knee replaced, both hips replaced, both shoulders replaced, three bones in my hands replaced. And on my left shoulder, I've had it done three times.
Yeah.
Not what happened with that is they opened it up to do the surgery and it was infected.
Mm.
So they had to sew it back up and wait a few months. And they put a thing in there that had antibiotics in it that shot up into it all the time. So anyway, you know, it like I say, you just have to take one day at a time and be thankful that you made it through that day.
Right. Yeah. Well, along those same lines, we don't have a whole lot of time left here, but I'd love to spend just all day just doing this. Because I know others that are listening.
Really?
I mean, we would go to summer camp, and you and Bill, me and Linda, Donna Bev Shockley, John and Donna Wheatlick would all gather together, play cards, and just have an awesome time. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know.
And
camp was more fun.
Yes.
I would have loved to have gone and stayed the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Not just the time, you know, because you did have a lot of fun. And,
well, I know after that Saturday evening, because we always had shared cabins right next to each other.
Right.
And so after Saturday evening, you after that meal Saturday evening, you guys would leave. And it was just like, for me, it was like the whole camp just died, because we love being with you and Bill so much. And the fun that we had sitting out on the porch, visiting, listening to Cardinal baseball. Yep. Bill was a huge Cardinal fan, as well as a Kansas City Chiefs fan, you know.
Yep.
So it was all just, we just had just, life was good. It was just so good. So we really had a lot of great fun.
We did. But, you know, he was in the hospital from, I think it was April 18th until he passed away July 31st.
Wow.
He was in the hospital for his birthday. I remember that, April 15th. And the Cardinal announcer, what was his name?
It was Jack Buck?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wished him a happy birthday on the on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
That thrilled him more than anything.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't know who was the instigator of that, except Dennis kept telling him, you got to listen to the game today.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a thrill. We were in there for our anniversary. We were in the hospital for our grandson's birthday. And evidently, Lisa, well, for Tyler's birthday, he was having a chocolate cake. And, of course, that was one of Granddad's favorite flavors, was chocolate cake. Well, Lisa called the desk. And they brought us up 2 pieces of chocolate cake for us to eat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They always went the extra mile. When my birthday came up, they made me a hat to wear, the nurses did. And they all came in and sang to me.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, I think that was the closest Bill and I ever were.
Yeah.
I mean, not that we weren't close.
Right.
But those past few months.
Yeah.
It really brought us close together.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I remember John and Donna Wheatlake and Linda and I, we left camp for a day and went down to Springfield to see Bill. So you and Bill, John and Donna and I, Linda and I all sat around, played cards, and, you know, and it wasn't just too much longer after that, I got the call from you telling me that Big Daddy was gone. Oh, that was hard. That was just really hard.
Well, it was. It was. He couldn't talk anymore. He could still hear, but he couldn't talk anymore.
Yeah.
But I always knew what he wanted. And the last thing he wanted was for me to crawl up beside him in the bed and just rest for a while.
Right.
And I did. And I got to where I was on my left shoulder, and it bothered me so bad I had to get up. And it wasn't long after that I gave him a kiss, and he was gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Well, but it was a blessing.
Yes, sure it was. Yes. And he was ready to go. I mean, because he was a man of God.
Yes, he was.
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He was. Well, I'm just saying, everybody, all the nurses on that floor just loved Bill. They loved him.
Yes.
There was one nurse that he'd get up and shave every morning, you know, and he put on this aftershave that he had. Oh, she loved it. She loved that. So I gave her a bottle of it when I went back to the hospital after Bill was gone. And after the funeral, I went back to thank everybody, and I gave her that bottle, and she said, oh, she was so thrilled to have that bottle, and you wouldn't think of something just as simple as that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they just loved him.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved him. Well, what wasn't there to love about Bill?
Right, yeah. Well,
no.
How many pair of boots did Bill have? 26, or how many pair of boots did he actually have? I know
33.
I knew it was a lot. Can you believe that, Kay? 33 pairs of boots.
Okay.
He was buried with his red patent leather boots that had the gold tips on them. They just went with him. He bought those in Nashville one year. He and Marianne, she was still alive, and he bought those. I don't remember what he said he paid for them, but they were expensive.
Yeah.
They had gold tips and then gold on the heels.
Right.
They were gorgeous.
Yes.
I mean, not that he, I mean, this guy was 6'3" and, you know, weighed 320 pounds.
Right.
And not that he didn't stand out in the crowd, but those red boots really stood out in the crowd.
Sure. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
yeah. He had a lot of them.
Yep.
Had a lot of them.
So, in closing, I'm going to ask you, with everything that you've gone through, with all the surgeries from your shoulders down to your tippy toes, your hands, everything, hips and all, and everything that you've had to go through in your life, and there's so much, Linda, I know that you shared with Linda and I personally before you even met Bill, but give us some words of encouragement for our listeners. What would you offer as some really good words of encouragement for our listeners?
One thing that I know that has helped me is that I say my prayers every morning to our Father in heaven, and every night I report to him. He wants to know what your day has been like. And after I do that twice a day, I have such a good feeling that I know that he's listening. You know, and I just think when you stay close to the Lord, you can deal with life. You can just deal with life. That's the only thing of encouragement I have.
That's okay.
Just love life.
Sure.
Be so thankful for each day that you
bet.
Have. You know.
And
like I say, I've outlived all my family. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think gratitude plays a huge part in our whole attitude and the way we perceive everything. And so it helps a lot.
Yeah.
So being thankful, gratitude, whatever. Yeah.
You're right.
Well, I was just going to say, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you appreciated this interview today and that it's brought back some really warm, wonderful memories for you as well. Those of you that had the time with Linda when her and Bill were together, MCB. When you get around Bill and Linda, I mean, you would never know what to expect. But one thing was always for sure. One thing was always for sure. You were going to walk away much better. Your spirits would be lifted up. I mean, after doing all that laughing and just sharing, it was always so good, so wonderful. So I'm looking forward for you whether it's 2 years, whatever it might be, when you come back to Missouri, and we can then get together a lot more because we miss that so much. So, as I said, I know the members of MCB would love to be able to see you again.
Listening to you and learning and hearing some of the fun experiences you had. So I thank you for being on here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's been my pleasure. MCB was and ACB were a big part of our lives. We did a lot of work for both, you know, affiliations and loved doing it.
Yes.
You know, I loved doing what did.
So, yes.
But this has been a pleasure, and I miss everybody. I hope you all know that you've always been in my thoughts and in my prayers. Mm-hmm. And I just look forward to coming back to Missouri. I'll be closer to my daughter, Lisa, and my grandkids and my great-grandkids that I have there.
Yeah.
And so anyway.
Does Lisa and Joe still have the print shop?
They still have a print shop, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, she just turned 60 on the 4th.
Yeah, yeah.
Just turned 60, and she would love to retire, but they're busy all the time.
Right.
And they have the two boys that are 24 and 25 and two grandchildren.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Which are my great-grandchildren.
So. Well, I remember oftentimes Bill would have Joe and Lisa print stuff up for us or do different things. Yes. You remember the baseball hat and the t-shirts that you and Bill and Linda and I wore for the 4th of July? It had all the stars and stripes and all that stuff. In fact, I can't remember who it was, but came around, took our picture. In fact, I still wore that shirt not too long ago. I know I still have the hat as well. I think I wore it at the convention, the ACB convention that was in St. Louis. Was that, 2018, something like that? But yeah, so, all those different memories was just really marvelous. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And to have such good friends.
Oh,
you know, wonderful friends.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
And like I say, I do miss it. I do miss it. I miss being around a lot of people. And not that I'm not here.
Right.
It's a big family here.
Right. Yep. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you know someone that you would like for Kay and I to interview here on Meet the People of MCB, you can have them give me a call, Chip Haley, at 417-540-9703.
Or you can call me, Kay Malmquist, at 608-436-2610.
You never know. You might hear yourself next time right here on Meet the People of MCB. Mama, you want to say goodbye one more time?
I sure do. Goodbye, and I love you all.
Bye-bye for now. Enjoy the rest of your week, everybody, and we'll see you right back here next time.